Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does each week, our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm on a high because I actually got last week's math challenge.
Well, let me remind our listeners what that challenge was. I said New Hampshire is the granite state, so start with the word granite, add a letter, and rearrange the result in two different ways to get two words that you might hear in a math class. What are they?
Well, if you add an L, you can spell triangle and integral.
A plus. All right, Ian, on May 10th, 1893, the U.S. Supreme Court decided Nix v. Hedden, a case that affirmed a lower court's ruling that a tomato is a vegetable under customs regulations, even though, botanically speaking, it's a fruit. In honor of that decision, this week I've brought a quiz about tomatoes.
They'll be throwing them at me before long.
Don't ruin the joke at the end of the show. First up, in 2012, Campbell's produced special edition cans of tomato soup with labels in a variety of colors to commemorate the 50th anniversary of 32 Campbell's soup cans, painted by what famous pop artist?
That was Andy Warhol.
It was indeed Andy Warhol. And they had teal ones with the Campbell's in pink or some combination. They were kind of weird to look at. It's like, it's not right. They're red and they're white and just get on with it. Inspired by his high-altitude tricks and his red hair, the Flying Tomato is a nickname given to Shaun White, a two-time Olympic gold medalist in what winter sport?
Snowboarding.
He is snowboarding, and it's amazing what those people can do. I'm just going to leave it at that, because I'll never be able to do anything close to that.
Me neither.
Me neither.
I don't even like shoveling.
You Like Tomatoes and I Like Tomatoes is a lyric from Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, a song featured in the 1937 film Shall We Dance, starring what famous on-screen duo? The fact that they
Fred Astaire and Ginger
Rogers? Yeah, the fact that they are dancing should be a big hint. That's right. Hang On, Little Tomato is a 2004 album by Pink Martini, a band who has, on subsequent albums and at recent live performances, featured what NPR White House correspondent as lead singer?
Ari Shapiro?
Ari Shapiro is right, yes.
Who knew?
I know. It's pretty amazing that that man can do all the things he can do. And
I think we've got a future guest idea.
Oh, Ari, are you listening? And finally, besides tomato juice, what is the main ingredient in a cocktail often called a Calgary Red Eye in Canada and Cerveza Preparada in Mexico?
Beer.
Si, senor, that is correct. Well, no need to throw tomatoes at your radio. Ian went 5 for 5 this week. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase tomato paste. Rearrange these letters to spell two other words that name foods. As a hint, one word is singular and one is plural. So again, start with the phrase tomato paste. Rearrange these letters to spell two other words that name foods. And as a hint, one word is singular and one is plural.
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Mike, I'll get rearranging and we'll be back in these seats this same time next week.
See you then.